Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card, and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
All right, and welcome back to the Juneau Douglas High School gym. Mike Clasby here to bring you this, my fourth year of doing gold medal basketball, the Juneau Lions Club's 71st year. And we've got both teams out on the floor to start off our deal. Our referees this year for gold medal, most of them are back here for more than one. I know that Joe Thompson's been here forever. He started officiating in 1982. Joe Thompson, Suzanne DePoe, Craig Tamaki, Manuel Fernandez, Eric Johnson, and Rayan Johnson. And the officials, the first three for this first game, are going to be, Manuel Fernandez. There's Eric Johnson down there, and across the way is Suzanne DePoe. All right, so we're ready to rock and roll here as we've got Klukwan in their white jerseys and maroon numbers. And they're going to meander over to the right side, so they'll be going right to left. Then we have Cake in their red jerseys with white numbers going left to right. See who's going to go to center. Nope, they're going to switch directions now. They're going the opposite direction. Going to center jump circle will be Josh Jackson to jump for Cake. Number 23, Michael Ganey, will be jumping for Klukwan. And there's the tip, and it's going to be tipped by Michael Ganey over to the near side, but it goes out of bounds. So they're going to have a re-jump at center jump circle. Andrew Frisky, one of the starters, along with Jesse McGraw for Klukwan. Now the second tip is up. It's in the air, and it's tipped over to Brandon Jackson. So Jackson, moving right to left for Cake, will come down top of the key. He's going to pass over in the far side as he gives off to Paul Demmert. Demmert holding it up. Now coming out from down below is Dwayne Brown to go to the top of the key. Goes down the right side, back out top, driving in the lane. Shots up and in, missed by Josh Jackson. Conversions up, that one misses, tipped again, and missed three of them. And rebounds cleared off by Jesse McGraw. McGraw will bring it down, going left to right now for Klukwan. And our first basketball game's underway. McGraw goes over on the left side to a high post, gives off to Andrew Frisky, and he gives a really nice pass right back to McGraw, going down the right side of the lane, and it's a 2-0 ball game. Back we go the other direction as we play two 20-minute halves here in gold medal, down for Cake in the left-hand baseline, stolen away. Here comes Klukwan, layup right side, up, in, and good, and two more points go on the board for Klukwan as Michael Ganey goes coast-to-coast, and it's now a 4-0 ball game. Back we come the other way. Cake has point guard Josh Jackson, goes over on the right side to Demmert. Demmert's going to three-ball it from the right side, won't go, cleared off by Andrew Frisky. Fast break over midcourt, almost threw it away, tipped back in, right back to Cake. So immediate back-to-back turnovers. Picking it off for Cake was Brandon Jackson. He'll come down on the left-hand baseline. He's going to shoot a three. Up and no good from the left side. Rebound cleared off by Cake. Andrew Jackson almost steals it away. Get it back out. Laying it up left side. And Cake gets in the scoreboard as Brandon Jackson puts two up. And it's now a 4-2 ball game. Back the other way. Very quickly down for Klukwan. In and good. And Andrew Frisky gets in the scorebook. And it's a 6-2 ball game. 2 minutes gone here in this first half of play as we come the other way. We've got 34 games coming your way here this week in gold medal. We're going to bring you about 26 or 28 of them. We'll bring you all 8 today as we watch Cake work it in. Almost has it stolen by Klukwan. Nice recovery. Nope, now Klukwan did pick it up. And they're going to bring it down and a quick pass over on the left side by Stuart DeWitt. Goes up for a three ball from the left side by Jason Schull. Won't go. Cleared back off and then stolen at midcourt by Frisky. Back over to Schull, top of the key, back to Frisky, right side. He thought about three, but passed it in, a nice assist, and he got it inside to Michael Ganey, and Ganey gets his fourth point, and it's now an 8-2 ball game. So we'll bring you all 8 of these games today, and then we'll bring you night games on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Those games will be at 6, 7:30, and 9 o'clock. Friday, we're narrowed down to 2 games as Cake misses another one, top of the key, and the rebound's cleared off by Klukwan. Fast break, half-court pass down in the corner. Nice layup left side. Good move. Excellent play by Michael Ganey, who now has 6, and it's a 10-2 ball game. Cake will bring it in backcourt. We'll bring you Friday night's 6 o'clock and 7:30 games. Nice layup on the left side. Good move by Cake and an excellent play by Josh Jackson. However, that's only their fourth point, and they trail by 6, 10-4. Back we go. Frisky in the paint, gets a pass, jump passes it inside down on the left-hand baseline. As he get off to McGraw, passes it back out, can't go, work it inside. Frisky came back along after he passed it in, and Andrew gets his fourth, and it's a 12-4 game. And then on Saturday, we have all the four championship games for the BC Masters and Women's, and those are at 2 in the afternoon, 4 o'clock, 6 and 8. And that'll wrap up this year's gold medal. Substitution now for Cake is coming in. It'll be Jess Ross. They've only got one man on the bench, so they're going to be substituting back and forth quite a bit. Coming out will be Burt Jackson. So Cake trails by a score of 12-4 here in our first ball game. They're going to have the ball in underneath their own bucket. It'll be inbounded by Jess Ross. Long pass off top of the key. Stolen away by Michael Ganey. He's going to come down, bounce pass left side on the two-man goal. And a nice move as he gives it off to Jesse McGraw. And McGraw's got two. And it's 14-4 now, a 10-point lead here early on by Kluckwan, which looks like they're going to maybe dominate this. And Cake just doesn't have the bench strength to go to. Back we go as Cake has it stolen away. Bounce pass from 12. Nice move. That was Jason Shull. Got it over into Jeff Michael Ganey, but they lose it away on a missed pass ball. And Cake comes up with it. They'll bring it down on the far side. It'll be Paul Demmert. Demmert's going to go down in the right-hand corner to Josh Jackson. Pulls it up back out top of the key as he comes over and gives to Brown. Down on the left side. Then they work it in left side baseline. Nice head fake, but it's unfortunately too late as Jackson tried an easy one. Then he goes after and gets his own rebound, so he's got four now of the 6 points for Cake. And Kluckwan on a fast break tries to hit Frisky, but tipped away out of bounds, came off of Kluckwan. It'll be Cake's ball in backcourt. 14-6, Kluckwan with the 8-point lead. We're near 4 minutes gone in the first half of play as we come down in our very first ball game of the 71st annual gold medal basketball tournament. Coming down to the right side is going to be Cake. They're going to work it in on the baseline. Brandon Jackson up, and they're going to call a travel as Jackson trying to go for his 6th point. And that turns it over to Kluckwan in backcourt. Outlet pass goes in to Stuart DeWitt. He'll bring it down top of the key. Now passes over on the left side, and they're going to work it around. Frisky, nice pass from Frisky on the left-hand baseline. Over on the right side, there's our first three as Jason Shull nails it from the right corner. And it's 17-6 now, an 11-point lead. Cake slowing things down, bringing it across the timeline will be Brandon Jackson. Goes over and passes on the right side. He gives off to Dwayne Brown. Brown down in the right corner, giving off to Josh Jackson. Back out. Josh is going to jump one up from inside the three-point circle right side. Won't go. Nice pickup underneath for the rebound. Oh, and he puts it up and misses, gets his own rebound, and Brandon Jackson gets his 6 points. So 17-8 now. He's got 6 of the 8. Back we go the other way very quickly. Now over right side, three ball from the right side up and won't go. That one was put up by Jason Shull. Rebound was picked up by Frisky. They work it back on top of the key, then underneath. Nice give and go as Jesse McGraw comes into the paint and gives it right back outside to Frisky, and Frisky's got 6, and it's a 19-8 ball game, and we've got a timeout on the floor, and we're going to take a 1-minute break. We'll be back. There's 14-10 to go here in the first half. It is Kluckwan 19 over Cake 8 in C competition. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Get the good stuff!
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Stewart Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344.
All right, we're back in action. Cake will bring the ball, and they're going to straight away down on the left-hand, right-hand baseline. Shots up, won't go. Rebound cleared off by Frisky. Out west by Frisky, over to Shull. Shull's going to work down in the left corner. Shots up off the rim, goes out of bounds. It'll be Cake's ball in backcourt. Outlet pass goes into Josh Jackson. Jackson works it down to Dwayne Brown. Brown's going to put up a three from the right side. That one won't go. And Jason Shull gets the rebound for Kluckwan. They'll bring it down. Quick pass, right-hand corner. Frisky jump pass over on the left-hand baseline. Up, and a nice little attempt at a layup, but that one's going to be missed by Michael Gainey, and Cake will get the rebound. So Cake's going to be outmanned here. They've got, let's see, Kluckwan has four guys on the bench, five on the floor. That's nine, and Cake only has six. And they lose the ball away, so a turnover by Cake as they trail 19-8 here. We're 13 minutes left to play in the first half of play. Outlet pass will go in for Kluckwan to Jason Shull, who comes across the timeline on the far side. Moves it over, gives off to Gainey. Gainey top of the key to Frisky. Three-pointer put up on the left side. That one attempted by Dan Hotchin now. And Frisky gets the rebound, puts it up, and he's got 8 points, and it's now a 21-8 ball game. Back we come the other way. Cake moving their way down to the top of the key. Oh, nice move as he drives in the lane, lays it up. That's the best move for Cake the whole time, and Josh Jackson puts it up, and then he's got four. Back we go the other way as it'll be a ball down in the right-hand corner, and that's going to be handed off to Gainey, who's going to drive the baseline. Shot misses, rebound cleared off by Cake. Now Paul Demard in, brings it down across, so on the left side, we're going to have a three-point shot attempted, and that'll be Jackson's, whose shot is off to the right, cleared off in the far side by Frisky, who passes it right back inbounds, but it goes into the hands of Dwayne Brown for Cake, so they retain possession. They're going to try a three from way outside the top of the key. That one put up by Brandon Jackson. Rebound scuffled over, knocked away out of bounds. That came off of Jess Ross in now, and it beat Kluckwan's ball in backcourt. Inbounds pass comes in for David Buss. Over to Shull. Shull down in the right corner. Gives off to Gainey. Back out top of the key. Three-pointer up on the left side. Going to be, a nice conversion underneath. Andrew Frisky's all over under there as he picks it up. He's now got 10 points in the first half of play here, and it's 23-10, a 13-point lead. Here comes Cake across the timeline. It'll be Josh Jackson and the turnover. Didn't catch the signal for the turnover. He might have, I don't think he traveled. Maybe a time violation. Anyway, we've got substitutions coming in from Kluckwan as Jackie Wyatt's in now, and the inbounds pass in backcourt will be brought in by Gainey over to Shull. Shull on the left side, bounce pass in, and now a three-pointer put up in the left-hand corner. That one up by David Buss, his shot missed. Jesse McGraw was there to pass it off to him. And Cake tries a quick pass down the court, but it's knocked away up into the bleachers. It was intended for Paul Demert. And it'll be Kluckwan's ball in backcourt as the ball comes in to Jason Shull. Shull works it in the paint, gives it off to Dan Hotch. He turns around, spins over on the right side, gives it back to Buss. Buss on the baseline hands it off to Shull, who puts one up from three. That one won't go. Spot over and underneath, kind finally coming up with a rebound over near the score table, is going to be Buss, who's go down on the right-hand corner to Hotch. Back out to Buss, top of the key. Looks right, goes left, bounce pass right into the hands of Cake. And a quick turnover, and a fast break, and here comes Demert. Ooh, nice move as he puts up a left-hand layup, but it misses, a little overshot. And the rebound's cleared off by Gainey. Gainey will come to midcourt, gives off to Shull. He's going to go half-court down, try and lay it up in the paint. And they're going to say that was a nice block, and it goes out of bounds and turns the ball over to Cake. And so the officials letting these guys play pretty freely. Now coming back in for Kluckwan is number 40 and 33, so that'll be Stuart DeWitt in and Jesse McGraw. Coming to sit down is going to be Jason Shull and Andrew Frisky, and Cake will bring the ball in backcourt. Well, you've got almost 10 minutes gone halfway through the first half as Cake, who trails 23-10, has the ball shot up left side from 12. No good. Rebound cleared off. Picked up by number 11, David Buss, for Kluckwan. Buss will bring it all the way down to the left-hand corner. Now he comes back out. Over on the right side, they're going to go off to Hotch. Oh, there's three. Nice shot by Dan Hotch, who gets the second three of the ball game and makes it a 26-10, 16-point lead with 10 minutes left to play in the first half. Cake, now trailing, comes down across the timeline as Jackson will set it up, works it in as he goes over to Jess Ross. Rosso Moses, as it gets tripped up, he falls on the ball, saves it, doesn't travel as he passes it away. And they work it down, and a nice move as he gets it into Josh Jackson. Jackson comes across the top of the key, then drives down the left side, and a little spin-around layup, and it's good, and then a whistle and a foul as Susan DuPont calls the first foul of the ball game. Well, actually, that's the third. And this one goes against number 32 on Kluckwan. That's Dan Hotch. That's his first, and going to the line for the first free throw of the game is going to be Josh Jackson, whose two-pointer counted, but he misses the three-point opportunity. And as we're under 10-minute mark, it's 26-12. Back we go, Kluckwan with a big lead. He's going to put up a three-pointer on the left side. That one in the air by Stuart DeWitt. Won't go. Rebound knocked away out to the right-hand high post. Putting up another three from the near side is going to be Buss, whose shot misses. Back out to Hotch, and he nails another one from the left side high post. So Dan Hotch has 6 points now on two threes back-to-back, and it's 29-12. Here we come with Cake down on the right side. He's going to lay it up, and that one's going to miss by Brandon Jackson. And red 45 is the hall call. So that's going to be Burt Jackson to pick up a foul. That'll be his second. So each team here now has two team fouls in the first half. As Kluckwan brings it down, they're going to pass it underneath. That pass went to Hotch, but he couldn't shoot it up from under. He hit the bottom of the rim, actually. Rebound's cleared off by Cake. They're going to bring it down. Fadeaway jumper from 12 by Jess Ross on the right side of the lane. Won't go. Rebound cleared off by Jesse McGraw. McGraw back over to David Buss. Now McGraw drives the lane, gets a pass from Buss, doesn't shoot, comes back in the right corner, puts it up. That one's good. No, it's not. It's Jackie Wyatt misses the shot from the baseline. And a nice move by Keggs. The ball was going out of bounds, and they jumped. Who was it? That was Brandon Jackson get there in the air, out of bounds, to deflect the ball back off of Kluckwan and knocks it away, and it'll be Cake's ball in backcourt. Under 9 minutes to go in the half now. Inbounds pass for Cake, brought across the timeline by Josh Jackson. And Josh drives the right side of the lane and jumps it up from about 12, and he gets two. That's his eighth point. It's 29-14. Kluckwan will work it over, back underneath, back out, top of the key, now over the right side, bounce pass, right-hand baseline. I couldn't even keep up with who had the ball. That was so many passes so quickly. And Jesse McGraw misses it from the right side baseline, and the rebound's cleared off by Cake as we near the 8-minute mark, as Cake will bring it down with Brandon Jackson going to the top of the key, gets a little screen from Burt Jackson, then decides to shoot a three, puts it up, won't go. Rebound cleared off by Cake underneath, underhand layup by Brown, won't go, and Kluckwan gets the clears off the boards. They'll bring it down and a quick layup on the left-hand baseline coming over to the right, and Scott Forbes gets in the scorebook with two. It makes it 31-14 now, a 17-point lead. 7:45 to go in the first half. Coming back in the game in a minute will be Jess Ross for Cake as they bring the ball down. Go down in the left corner, and that's going to be Demert. Back out top of the key as Demert gives it off to Jackson. Back over on the left side. Three ball put up by Dwayne Brown. Won't go. Long pass as the Kluckwan team clears off the rebound and pass it down half court. Then a quick pass over on the left side. And putting it up from three is going to be Stuart DeWitt to get in the score. That's his first bucket, and that's a three-pointer. And it's now a 20-point lead for Kluckwan over Cake, 34-14. So 7 long minutes to go for Cake in this half, and then we'll come around with the second. And they're going to come down and give it off on the inside to Brandon Jackson, who misses the shot. We'll have a whistle and our foul. Jackie Wyatt picks up the foul. So that's his first. That's three team fouls now for Kluckwan. And it'll be Cake's ball in underneath their own bucket. Inbounds pass goes into Dwayne Brown. Brown on the right side puts it up from 14. Won't go. Cleared off. Tipped away out of bounds. Came off the hands of Burt Jackson. Or are they going to say it came off of Kluckwan? Manuel Fernandez, the official right there, did come off of Kluckwan. So Cake will bring it in underneath their own bucket, and they throw it right into the hands of Stuart DeWitt, who brings it down. Quick pass, nice break, layup, right side misses the bunny. That one was Scott Forbes who got the pass from DeWitt. Ball's knocked away out of bounds, came off of Kluckwan as Forbes touched it last, trying to go after his own rebound. And Cake will bring it in backcourt. Inbounds pass into Josh Jackson. Jackson on the left-hand dribble across the timeline. His team trails 34-14 in a pretty lopsided first game in C-bracket competition for this 71st gold medal basketball tournament. We're down at Juno Douglas High School gym. We got games here all day, folks, as the shot's put up by Cake. Shot misses, rebound cleared off by Frisky back in the game. And Clark Vaughn will bring it down. Layup right side, misses. Wrong spin on it by Jesse McGraw. Gets his own rebound. Back out to Frisky, top of the key. He'll pass over Stuart DeWitt on the left side. And another three. And Stuart DeWitt now has two threes. That's about five or six here. And let's count them off as we go. One, two, three, four. Yep, it's five here in the first half. And we come the other way. Cake's going to have a layup put up by Josh Jackson. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. Backs up about 12. Fadeaway jumper up. No good. Rebound cleared off by Kluckwan. Back we go the other way. Layup on the right side. That one is missed by Jesse McGraw. Rebound cleared off by Cake. They're down 37-14 as we near the five-minute mark of the first half of play. So if you're out buzzing around and finished up church or you're on your way and you want to find something to do afterwards, come on down to the Juno Douglas High School gym. There's games all day until 9 o'clock tonight as Cake misses another shot. Kluckwan gets the rebound. They bring it down, and Scott Forbes will lay it up on the left side, and it's 39-14, a 25-point lead. And we got a timeout on the floor. It's going to be a 30-second break, and we'll take a break in the action with 5:11 to go in the first half. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
No. Throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters. Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
And a short timeout, and we're back in action here. Well, Cake's got a big tall hill in front of him to climb. And it'll be their ball in midcourt on the far side of the gym as they trail here 39-14 in this first ball game of the 71st annual gold medal basketball tournament. Outlet pass for Cake goes into Brandon Jackson. Jackson over on the left side gives it off to, he's going to jump it up from three. Puts it up and it just about went through. It just hung on that rim. Didn't drop through, rolled back out, and picking it off is going to be Forbes for Kluckwan. Oh, and they'll come down and nail a three on the right side. That's Stuart DeWitt with his third. Makes it a 42-14 ball game. 4:42 to go in the half. Now we come around and go to the top of the key, and it'll be Brandon Jackson again to handle it. Then he's going to move it down on the right side to Ross. Back out, three-pointer put up. Oh, and that one won't go. And Cake's struggling. They've got some so close, but Josh Jackson's three missed. And picking it off underneath is going to be Brandon Jackson, who'll get his eighth point. Frisky brings it down for Kluckwan. Now they come over on the right side and give it off to Jeffrey Clenaut. Back over to Frisky, right-hand corner. Back out to McGraw, top of the key on the right side. Can't shoot it. Oh, and another three nailed on the left side, and Jeffrey Clenaut gets one. Seven threes now as we're under the four-minute mark. Those all belong to Kluckwan, and there's not been a three connected for Cake because they've tried several outside. Now they move it around to Brandon Jackson, right-hand high post. Gets around DeWitt, then gets a nice jumper up, and that one's in and good, and he's got 10 points of the 18 for Cake, and it's 45-18. Back we go the other direction. Three put up on the left side. This one up by Jesse McGraw, whose shot misses. Cake clears it off, bringing it across. Slowly will be Josh Jackson on the left-hand dribble. Jackson partially defended by McGraw. They're being pretty easy on him. Frisky comes out now. Over on the left side, they give it away to Dwayne Brown. Back out top of the key, they go to Josh Jackson. Fadeaway jumper by Brown on the right side from 14. That one won't go. Frisky's there to get the rebound. Outlet off to Stuart DeWitt across the timeline at the three-minute mark. They'll bring it over on the right side. Up from three. That one attempted by Clenaut. Jeffrey's shot misses. Rebound is tipped away out to midcourt. Coming out to pick it up will be Stuart DeWitt. He'll come over to Frisky in the right-hand corner. Back over to Forbes, who passes it left side. He gives it off to Clenaut. They try and work it down underneath to Forbes, and they turn it away. So, in spite of the manpower that Kluckwan has, they're playing a pretty fair game with this big lead. Still working it around. And we got substitutions now. Is coming in will be Daniel Knott. And let's see, also back in is Jason Shaw. Ball in the hands of Josh Jackson for Cake. And, oh, and he's going to work around the right side and drive it in the lane, puts it up, it won't go. Tipped away out of bounds. It came off of Jess Ross for Cake. The guys in red tip it over to Kluckwan, and they'll bring it down. Come down on the right side. First shot of the game put up by Daniel Knott, who just came in. His shot from three misses on the right side. Ends up with the ball top of the key left side. Passes over on the near side. Over to Forbes, who goes to Shull, who puts it. And Frisky gets his 12th point of the ball game. It's 47-18 now with 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Bringing it down will be Brandon Jackson. Jackson for Cake. Goes over to Paul Demmert. Inside, it goes to Jeff Ross. To Dwayne Brown. And a three-pointer put up by Josh Jackson, who now has 11 points of the 21 for Cake, and it's 47-21, as Kluckwan will bring it down over on the far side, and they're going to lose it away out of bounds, and the official, Eric Johnson, says it's, oh no, he said it is going to be Kluckwan's. So they'll bring it in under their own bucket. They go into Daniel Clinott, who just came in, and he nails one from three. That's his second. It's 50-21, a big lead, a minute and 26 to go in the half. So seven more games after this next half coming your way here in a few minutes. As Cake comes down, they're going to try a three on the left side. That one misses by Jackson. Rebounds cleared off by Kluckwan. Oh, and coast-to-coast attempt, but he loses it away, tipped out of bounds. Scott Forbes had it knocked away. In there to break it up was Brandon Jackson. A minute and 11 as Kluckwan will bring it in underneath their own bucket. It'll be Scott Forbes to bring it in, and he throws it over to Daniel Clinott, who thought he was going over to Shull. So Clinott looked away and hit him on the shoulder. He comes over and apologizes to Shull. Cake brings it in backcourt. Bringing it down is Brandon Jackson. He'll go over to Demmert. Demmert passes it down on the right side. A fadeaway jumper by Burt Jackson, who finally gets in the scorebook with two. We're under a minute to go in the half, 50-23. And it will be Jason Shull to bring it down to the left side. He loses it away in the paint. Picking it up for Cake is going to be Josh Jackson. Jackson, they have a long half-court pass over in the far side to Demmert. Demmert works it in. Dwayne can't shoot it up. Back out to Jackson. And it must have stepped out. Nope. Still going to belong to Cake. A turnover somehow. They bring it in. Nice pass inside and a layup. That's getting open in the paint with Jess Ross to pick up his first two, and it's now 50-25. So, only double the score, 25 points to go. Oh, what a nice fadeaway jumper by Andrew Frisky from the left side, about 5 feet beyond the three-point circle. It's 52-25. Actually, that must have only been a two, because they put two up. He might have had a foot inside. So, 5 seconds left. Here comes the half buzzer coming your way as the shot's in the air, left side. Up, won't go, and there we go. So we'll change that three to a two for Frisky. We'll take a break in the action. It's halftime. We've got a five-minute break. We're going to take a couple minutes here and hear from some of our sponsors, and I'll come back with a quick recap as you're listening to the first game of the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament right here on KINY.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
all you gold medalists. The Sea Alaska Heritage Store is the only place in town where you can pick up gold medal passes. And while you're there, check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Gerard Gallinin's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Stewart and Front Street downtown.
All right, a quick recap of the first half, and it's a tough one for Cake. They had 10 points to Brandon Jackson, 11 to Josh Jackson, and then Burt Jackson picked up two and Jess Ross picked up two. That's their 25 here in the first half. For the for Kluckwan in C-bracket competition, Daniel Clonard had a three on the left side. Scott Forbes had two twos for four. Jason Shull picked up a three. Michael Ganey had three twos for six. Dan Hotch had two threes for six. Jesse McGraw had two twos for four. Jackie Wyatt was in, no score. Stuart DeWitt picked up nine, all of those on three-pointers. He had three of them. And Jeffrey Clonard had 1-3 to give him three. And Andrew Frisky, the high point man of the ball game, with 14. That's your halftime score, 52-25. Cake trailing behind Kluckwan. We're going to take a two-minute break and come back for the second half of this C-bracket competition. You're listening to the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament at the Juno Douglas High School Gym, over 800 KINY. It is now 10:30 Alaska time on Sunday morning.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the Cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it into Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
Ward Air is Juneau's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air. 789-9150.
Bob Kett of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bob Kett is your new Genie Lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bob Kett for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bob Kett of Juneau. Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
Juneau Auto Sales and Service has a great selection of pre-owned SUVs, cars, and trucks. They're also your Boss snowplow dealer for Juneau. And here's another tremendous benefit you'll find at Juneau Auto Sales and Service, and that is their credit policy. If you have bad credit, no credit, or great credit, Juneau Auto Sales and Service can help you with a purchase plan that will fit your situation. Come in, talk to their sales and finance department just in time for that perfect vehicle to get you through winter. Juneau Auto Sales and Service in the former Stanley Ford location on Mallard across from the Nugget Mall. It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now to Juneau Douglas High School Gym for more gold medal basketball on KINY.
All right, folks, and welcome back as we enter into the second 20-minute half of the first of eight games today. Mike Glasby bringing you the play-by-play for this 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, brought to you by the Juneau Lions Club and all of the sponsors around who support gold medal. And we switch directions. Kluckwan now, who leads here in the start of the second half of play, 52-25 over Cake, is going to move and change directions right to left. They're going to work it down, and the first thing they're going to do is have a nice pass from the left-hand baseline into Andrew Frisky. That pass came in from Jesse McGraw. Frisky starts off the scoring in the second half of play with two, and then we go the other way, and another two returned by Cake. Is picking it up is Jess Ross to get his fourth point in the ballgame. Back we go on a three-point attempt. Kluckwan, as the pace picks up here, as Michael Ganey tries it for three on the left side, won't go. Rebound cleared off, and they throw it right into the hands of Andrew Frisky, who was in the paint. He looked like he was going to jump it up, but it was a jump pass. He actually faked me out, as well as Michael Ganey, who the pass was intended for. So we both thought that Andrew was going to shoot it, and Ganey missed the pass. The ball goes out of bounds and turns it over to Cake. Cake will bring it in across the timeline. It'll be Josh Jackson. Jackson, top of the key. He's being defended over there by Jesse McGraw. Excuse me. They bring it back around on the right side, and a pass from Dammert into Brown. Then they work it under, layup on the left side by Brandon Jackson. Won't go. Third back out. Oh, and a layup down the left side by Josh Jackson. His shot misses, and rebound's tipped away, and then a quick pass down court, and that gives Kluckwan an easy shot as Michael Ganey puts it up for two. And it's 56-27. 18 minutes to go in the second half of play. And Cake trailing far behind Kluckwan in this C competition. Works it down on the left side. Jump pass put up. That one by Brandon Jackson. Shot misses, but it's cleared away by Josh Jackson. Jackson's going to step inside the three-point circle on the left side. Puts it up. Won't go. Rebound cleared off by Cake, Jesse McGraw. And they work it down. Frisky's all alone on the left side, but partially deflected. Nice deflection by Josh Jackson, and Frisky's shot misses, and Cake comes up with the rebound. They'll come across the timeline with Jackson, who tipped that away, got the release pass, and brings it down in the right side to Jess Ross. He's going to work it down to Dwayne Brown on the right-hand baseline, jumps it up, and it won't go. Andrew Frisky clears off the boards, and a quick pass down court as he hits Jesse McGraw. McGraw has his second and the sixth point of the second half. He's got his first two. He's got a total of six for himself and six for Kluckwan in the second half. It's now 58-27. Back over Cake's direction, it'll be Paul Dammert on the left side. Back out, top of the key to Brandon. Nice pass in and all alone under there, and an easy two is Jess Ross, who gets his fourth point of the second half. Six for him total in the game. Cake's just going to struggle through this, and at least they're representing their community. That's a good thing. And Frisky picks up another two as he gets fed nicely. He's also a great shot, moves it around. And I think Andrew's going to join us for the next game to help do some color and a little bit of insight into gold medal history. Help me out during Region 5. Back we go, Cake the other way. They trail by 31 points with 16:50 left to go in the second half of play. On the far side, it'll be Dammert. Going to work it down to Dwayne Brown. Up from three in the left-hand corner. That one won't go. Rebound cleared off by Kluckwan, picking it up at midcourt, is going to be Schull. Back over in the left corner, Jason Schull gets the pass, and he puts up a three. So that's his first three. Nope, it's his second. He's got two of them for 6 points, and it's 63-29. Here comes Cake. Jackson, right side, gives off to Brandon Jackson, puts it up from three, won't go. Cleared off by Kluckwan. And down on the other court, how about the other end of the court? Then we're going to have a whistle and a foul as Jason Schall put one up. Won't go. We're marching back to the other end. Suzanne DePoe, the official, coming over now to talk to the bench. Guess there wasn't a foul. I'm not sure what the call is here. She's talking over to Cake's bench. Now smiling. Oh, there's something on the floor. That's what it is. So they're running to get a towel. She doesn't want anybody falling and getting hurt. So she stopped play while they clean up the moisture. Now she's hollering across the court to Eric Jackson, or Johnson, the other official. Manuel Fernandez down in the left-hand side talking to one of the Kluckwan players. They continue to clean up. Must be, I don't know if something got spilled off the sidelines or what. I think somebody might have dropped a drink that splashed out on the floor. All right, that's all cleaned up. She's directing where they're going to keep the towel, I guess. I don't know. It's going to go to Tim. Okay, the ball's in, bounded. Here we go, back underway as Kluckwan will bring it down. Boy, talk about breaking your rhythm. Stuart DeWitt passes on the left side. The shot's up by Kluckwan. Rebound's cleared off as the shot misses as Paul Dammert brings it down. Almost stolen away by Kluckwan, but then Dammert gives off, and a nice shot from the false start side by Brandon Jackson. He gets his 13th point. That was a three-pointer at 63-32. And Frisky will have it on the right side. He's going to feed it inside. Shots put up and missed twice, and I think a whistle and a foul as trying to put it up is Michael Ganey. So Ganey is going to be fouled. That foul's going to go against Burt Jackson. They say that's his first. Well, he had two all first in this half, I guess. I know he had two in the first half of play. We're in the second half. I'm not sure what that happened, but at the line, putting up of Michael Ganey for the second free throw of the ball game. And the first one's up and misses. And Ganey gets one of two. We go the other way, shot miss, and then we're going to come back down for Kluckwan. And there, oh, a nice three on the far side. Good shot by Stuart DeWitt to get his fourth three-pointer. 64-32. Again, they've doubled the score at the 15-minute mark of the second half. Here comes Cake. They'll be Brandon Jackson over on the far side. Now comes over to the right side high post. He's going to shoot it up just inside 12, and Burt Jackson's shot will miss, and rebound's cleared off by Frisky. Down to midcourt. Spins around right, comes around left, jump pass back outside. DeWitt over in the left-hand corner. Three-point opportunity for David Buss. He puts it up, shot missed. Ball's tipped away. There's a 55-gallon garbage bucket over on the far side. Tips it away, and it goes right in the bin. No score on that one. Officials looking in to make sure. Who's in there? He calls it a three-pointer. Nice signal. Oh, my goodness. 67-32, Kluckwan easily handling Cake here in this C-bracket competition. Cake will bring it down, and it'll be off to Josh Jackson. Back out top of the key, Brandon. Oh, a three-pointer up by Brandon Jackson. Shot misses, cleared off. Here comes Kluckwan on a half-court pass. Fadeaway jumper, left side. Jason Schull gets only his third bucket. He's got two threes and a two to give him eight. 69-32. Big man in the game is Frisky with 18. Also, let's see, we got 11 to Josh Jackson. Oh, and Cake misses an easy one on the left side, misses the rim and everything. Fast breakdown. Kluckwan, oops, loses it away, out of bounds. Off of Michael Ganey, tried to do a little fake, but it was tipped off of Cake. So it'll be Stuart DeWitt to inbound it. Right side to Frisky from three, won't go off the front of the rim. Cleared off by Dwayne Brown. Brown drops down in the right-hand baseline, bringing down the ball will be Paul Dammert on the near side. Goes back underneath. Nice little turnaround jumper. That one misses by Burt Jackson, and the conversion attempt misses, and Frisky gets the rebound. Here comes Kluckwan. DeWitt, left side, three, off the front of the rim, no good. Cleared off by Josh Jackson. Josh brings it all the way down, trying to get around David Buss on the left side. Buss tips it away. Jackson recovers it. Now pass out. Oh, tipped away by Frisky, but a nice recovery by Cake. They'll go back out to Burt Jackson. Over on the right side to Paul Dammert. Back to Burt. Now they move it around left. 3 points up, and that one won't go, and that one's attempted by Josh Jackson. Cleared off left side by right side by Dammert. Another three. Won't go. Cleared off by Stuart DeWitt. Here comes Kluckwan as Cake missed three attempts. Down Ganey. Back out. Jason Schull in the paint. Passes out right side. Stuart DeWitt from three. No good. Cleared off by Dammert. Dammert will bring it down. Frisky meets him in half court. Now Frisky drops back. Dammert on the right-hand dribble across the timeline on the near side. Comes over to the right-hand high post. Looks down to the baseline. Now won't go. Passes it in. That one into Burt Jackson. Jackson holding it up, back out top of the key, behind the back passes. They work it around all the way on the left side. That three-pointer put up by Dwayne Brown won't go. Frisky. Frisky gets a rebound off to David Buss. Buss comes down and Cake steals it away. Coming up with it is going to be Josh Jackson. Jackson gives back over to Jess Ross. Back out to Josh Jackson across the timeline, and Ross sets the screen for him, top of the key, does get in the paint, then he gets it away to Ross, puts it up, rejected, nice block by David Buss, but it came off of Buss and goes out of bounds, so Cake will get it in underneath their own bucket. Coming out for a breather is going to be Josh Jackson. Back in is Brandon, who gets the inbounds pass, and he puts it up from eight on the right side, won't go, follows it. Gets his own rebound, misses another easy one from the left side. Now a hook pass, or shot, put up by Burt Jackson. Finally, after four attempts, Burt misses the shot, and Dwayne Brown picks it up and He gets two in the second half, and it's 69-34. And we go back the other way, and Kluck One turns it over to Cake. We're at the 11-minute mark of the second half of play. 69-34, Kluck One over Cake. We're in C competition. First of eight games here today at Juno Douglas High School Gym in the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. And Cake trying to work it down on the right side. In there to knock it away and out of bounds is Michael Ganey from Kluck One. So Cake will bring it in. Now we're going to substitute again for Cake because Demmert's going to have a little break. And let me remember who came back in for him. I think back in is Burt Jackson. Out left pass over on the right side. Goes off to Brandon Jackson. In the paint. Gives it off to Josh. Josh can't shoot. Passes back out. Right side three-pointer put up by Brandon. Won't go. Shot up again on the conversion. That one attempted by Jess Ross. His shot misses. Kluck One clears off the boards. Outlet to Andrew Frisky. Pass over on the left side as Frisky gives off to David Buss. Buss moves it down the baseline. Back over on the far side. Can't shoot. Back out. Three-pointer put up from the left side by Scott Forbes. That one won't go. Rebound cleared off by Frisky on the right side. They work it underneath. Little attempted layup up. That one by Ganey won't go. Cake gets the rebound. They'll bring it down and with under 10 minutes to go in the half. Cake's going to come down all the way coast to coast. It's going to be Josh Jackson whose shot misses. Kluck One clears off the boards. Go to Jason Shull. Back underneath. Bounce pass left side. Buss up from three on a right-hand attempt. That one won't go. Back out. Jason Shull from three. Left-hand high post. That one won't go. Cleared off by Dwayne Brown for the boys in red. And here comes Cake down, moving left to right. Under 9 minutes to go as they trail, 69-34. Behind Kluck One, they'll give it out to Burt Jackson. Jackson goes over to Josh Jackson. And he loses it away, stolen, picked up by David Buss. Here comes Kluck One with a big lead and a nice layup by Buss, who picked off the dribble and brings it down. He gets his first two of the second half, and it's 71-34. We've got a timeout on the floor. A break in the action. 8:49 to go. Timeout called by Cake. They want a one-minute timeout. We'll take it as Cake Trail 71-34 as you listen to Gold Medal Basketball from the Juno Douglas High School Gym on KINY.
Get the good stuff!
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Back in action as Cake brings the ball in after their timeout. They trail 71-34, and they bring the ball in, but it's stolen away. Picked off by Dan Haas for Kluck One. They all work it down in the right corner. Michael Ganey puts up a three from the right side and won't go. Coming across it, pick it off, pick off the rebound on the left side is Forbes. Forbes goes down in the left-hand corner to Haas, who puts up a three. That one won't go. And Cake clears off the boards, and Brandon Jackson brings it down as we near the eight-minute mark. Jackson, nice move inside to Jess Ross. Ross now gets his 8 point at 71-36 as we go under 8 minutes in the second half. Kluck One worked it down. They go inside, back out. Nice pass from Michael Ganey to David Buss. Buss gets his second bucket of the second half with a three-pointer. He has 5 points now in the game and at 74-36 as we go back the other way. And a three-point shot put up on the left side by David Dwayne Brown for Cake. That one misses. Kluck One clears off the boards. They're going to come down. They're just going to keep working the threes when they get all that time. Cake just can't keep up with them defensively with only six guys on the team. And Michael Ganey gets another three. Actually, that's his first three. And it's 77-36. Tank will come down. They're going to try a three from the right side. Paul Demmert's shot misses. Rebound's cleared off by David Buss down in the far corner. He'll give it off to Ganey. Ganey across the timeline. Bounce pass underneath the paint, back underneath, or back out on the right side. He comes out to David Buss, who gets his seventh point of the game, 79-36. Under 7 minutes to go. And it'll be Brandon Jackson. Tries to pass over on the left side to Josh Jackson. Oh, and Josh nails one just inside the three-point circle. That ball was knocked away and out of bounds, but tipped back in by Kluckwan right into his hands, and he just turned around and put it up from two. Now Kluckwan will go down, tries a layup on the left side. That one by Jackie Wyatt back in again. He only played a little bit in the first half. No score for him. His shot misses. Rebound is cleared off by Cake, and they bring it down. And a layup on the right side missed by Josh Jackson. Kluckwan gets the rebound. They'll clear it off all the way back down the other way. Forbes misses a layup, so we have three layups missed back-to-back at opposite ends of the court. And Cake will go down on the left side to Brandon Jackson. Back across the way. Up from three is going to be Josh Jackson. Shot misses. Kluckwan clears the boards. Come down. Give away to Forbes. Forbes tries a right side layup. That one won't go, and Cake gets the rebound. 5:44 to go here in the second half of play. Long three from the left side by Brandon Jackson. That would have been the longest three of the game. Almost halfway out to half court when he put that up. Kluckwan throws the ball away as Jackie Wyatt tried to pass it. Kitty corner across court from the near side to David Buss. And another timeout called with 5:23 to go here in the second half of play. And I'm not sure if it's 30 or 60. I haven't seen the signal. We'll take a 30 with the break in the action. It's 79-38, Kluckwan over Cake. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
No. Throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters. Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
So, Cake back in action as they trail 79-38. Brings it down left side, fadeaway jumper. And finally, going to the free throw line, will be Cake, their first free throw of the game. Burt Jackson, he got fouled by Dan Hotch, who picks up his second foul for Kluckwan. Jackson only has 2 points in the game and misses the first free throw of two as he was in the act of shooting, so he'll set for his second attempt. Only the second trip to the line for either team. Next one's up, and he misses a pair, and clearing off the boards is going to be Dan Hotch for Kluckwan as we near the four-minute mark of half number two. Three-pointer put up left side, way deep. That one by Dan Hotch, who cleared off the boards, passed it down, got it back, and missed the three. Cake comes down. They're going to give to Demmert. Demmert puts it up, won't go. Rebound cleared off by Dwayne Brown, who puts it up, and I think Dwayne's going to go to the line. As picking up the foul is going to be Jackie Wyatt, and Wyatt gets his second. So Dwayne Brown at the free throw line pushes off. That one's up. It's in and good. And Cake is now 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Next one's up, and that one's going to not go, and he misses. So he's 1-for-2. Back we go, and a nice jumper on the return. That one's put up by Josh Jackson, who gets two. Back we go the other way, Kluckwan. Oh, and a three-pointer put up in the right-hand corner. Man, they're deadly. give that one to Jeffrey Clannott, who gets his second three of the game. And Brendan Jackson gets a two for Cake. Well, he's got 15 points now. It's 82-43. Back we go, Cluck one way. Cake gets the rebound as Cluck one turns it over. Want to remind you folks from Cake and all around town here, Evelyn and Jack out of Affordable Auto Repair welcome all the teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. They're wishing you all good luck in the games, especially right now as Cake's playing. If you need work done in your vehicles, bring it into Affordable Auto Repair if you're here in town. They have the lowest rates in town. And if you get an estimate from somebody else, Jack or Evelyn will match it or beat it, guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else for all of your vehicle maintenance. Choose Affordable Auto Repair. They're out on Mallard Drive behind the Nugget Mall. You can find them at 790-9392. Sorry, that's wrong. 790-9332. And right when I said that, Scott Forbes comes down and he nails a three from the left side for Cluck One, who now leads 85-46. And a long three put up by Cake, left-hand high post. That one put up by Brandon Jackson. Shot misses and Cluck One clears off the boards. They work it down, give it off to Jackie Wyatt. Little 10-foot fadeaway jumper on the right side won't go. We're under the two-minute mark. As we come back the other way, oh, and Cake will put one up. That one goes to Brandon Jackson. He gets another three as it's 85-48. And Cake steals the ball from Cluck One as we go to a minute and a half. And fast break, half-court pass goes to Dwayne Brown. Dwayne gets two, and it's 85-50. It's a minute and 22. So this will put the first game of this 71st annual in the scorebook. In C bracket, we got B coming your way. Another three-pointer put up. Cluck One, right side. That shot misses. That was put up by Jeffrey Clannott. Ball's knocked away out of bounds. Clock continuing to run on the nonstop with that big of a spread. That three-pointer attempt. Daniel Clannott has a three in the first half. This one misses from the left-hand baseline. And Cake clears it off. They'll come down. Not much of a defense put on Dwayne Brown, who gets a two-point jumper from in the paint on the right side. It's 85-52. Weiner down to 40 seconds. Back we go on the far side. Scott Forbes, who's going to get the last bucket of the ball game? Three-pointer put up right side. That one misses by Dan Hotch. Cake gets a rebound. This one's up. It's in, and it's good. And getting a pair is going to be Dwayne Brown. A pair of twos back-to-back. 25 seconds. 85-54. Cluck One hanging on to the lead. Coming down, it'll be Jackie Wyatt. He's going to try a deep three, and it rims around. Won't go. I thought that'd be a nice way to end the game for Cake, since nothing else will be nice for him with this big a spread. They're going to work it down. Shot misses. Cluck One clears it off. Three-pointer up on the left side by Cluck One. That one's no good, and there's your buzzer. And that's our final score, 85 for Cluck One and 54 for Cake. We're going to take a two-minute break, come back and do a quick recap, and I'll tell you what's coming up next. You're listening to gold medal basketball action from the Juno Douglas High School gym over KINY. It is now 11 o'clock on this Sunday morning Alaska time. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344. For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store is the only place in town where you can pick up gold medal passes. And while you're there, check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Gerard Gallinin silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walt Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the gold medal basketball tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting gold medal. Together, we hold each other up.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the Juno Douglas High School gym. Well, a tough game for Cake here in C-bracket competition as they lose the first game of the tournament, put them in the loser-out bracket. Well, Matt will move them. Let's see, where's they're going to go here? They're going to go into loser of one. They're going to play Tuesday at 2 o'clock. It'll be a Tuesday afternoon game for Cake. Kluckwan will play tomorrow at 12:30 in the afternoon. We're back in the Monday game. And here's how it looked individually. Is we've got about a 20-minute break coming your way between games. Our next one will be B competition, Angoon going against Cake. So we got two Cake games back-to-back. That game's coming your way at, should be 11:30, start about 11:20 tip-off. Okay, for Cake, here's how it looked individually. Paul Demmert played most of the game. No score for him. Brandon Jackson had 18 points. Had a pair of threes, and the rest were twos. Josh Jackson picked up 15 on one three, and all the rest twos missed a free throw. And then we go to Dwayne Brown, who added 9 points. He was one for two at the line. And Burt Jackson added a total of four. He had two twos, and he went 0 for two at the line. And Jess Ross added 8 points, had three twos in the second half, one in the first. So they hit one out of five at the free throw line for 20%. Not a big factor. Halftime score was 52-25, Kluckwan up. Here's how Kluckwan looked individually. Daniel Clonard added 3 points in the game. Scott Forbes had a total of seven. David Buss had a total of seven as well on a three and two twos, same exactly as did Forbes. Jason Shull had a total of eight. 12 points go to Michael Gainey. He had a three. He had four twos and one for two at the line. We go with Dan Hotch, who added a pair of threes in the first half of play. Jesse McGraw had three twos for six. And Jackie Wyatt, no score for him. He was in, however. Stuart DeWitt picked up nothing but threes. He had four of them to give him 12 points. Jeffrey Clonot, same thing, only threes, but he had two, give him 6 points. High point man for the game and for Kluckwan, Andrew Frisky, had 18 points in total, 14 of them in the first half. That's going to wrap up this first game as we just go past the 11 o'clock hour. We'll be back in about 20 minutes with a pregame for next game coming your way. It'll be B-bracket competition, Angoon against Cake. I'm Mike Clasby for the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. We're at the Juno Douglas High School gym. You're listening over 800 on the AM dial, KINY, and 103.5 all new on FM. At 3 minutes past 11 Alaska time, we're live at the Juno Douglas High School gym as you're listening to the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament.